Moving on. Guardian reporters kicked out of SHOT Show with video.
I heard about this.
Yeah, a couple. I think I'm going to go a different way on this than a lot of people are. So I'm going to tell you what happened, and then I would like to get some opinions. Mae Ryan and Rupert Neat were ejected from the Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas on Tuesday after they raised issues with their press passes being seized during SHOT Show. Excuse me, the largest gun industry trade show in the world. So basically, they were reporting on gun control and the firearms used during a deadly shooting spree in San Bernardino. The video shows that they're talking to Smith & Wesson, and he picks up a rifle, and the booth guy tells him that it's an M&P 15, and the reporter says, "Is this like the gun that was used in San Bernardino?" That was literally what was in the video. Now, there could have been more things said. I'm sure that this is edited to put them in a positive light. However, again, the NSSF emailed them and asked them to come up to the press room where they were unceremoniously stripped of their press credentials and escorted off the property by security. So they asked a couple hard questions. From what I could see, they weren't hard questions, but I'm sure that that's edited to make them look good. I'm sure they did maybe ask some other questions. They were supposed to be, they were supposed to have someone with them from the NSSF at all times, and they didn't in these couple occasions. So, Aaron, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that they should have been asked to leave, or do you think that they were in the right, or what do you think?
All right. I watched a video. And, you know, dissecting it, the guy asked a pretty pointed question. And I can understand why he asked, Remington, Ruger?
He asked Smith & Wesson.
Smith & Wesson. I knew it was one of the big three. he asked them, was this the gun that they used in a mass shooting? Was this the same kind of gun? The guy was like, no. You know, he's like, no, it's a .22 caliber. But the point is, he asked a really pointed question. Now, we didn't see what built up to the question or all the back and forth that may have happened or may not have happened. But it offended the guy who's answering the questions. And I can see why – I can understand why they were offended. Now, at the same time, I think he's a reporter. He's allowed to ask those questions. Those are questions that I feel like that wasn't out of bounds to be asked. I don't think they should have asked him to leave. But at the same time, I don't know if he went in there to get kicked out because he was told before he even came there, don't ask questions in this vein of questions. Don't ask about – mass shootings and gun control. Those are the two things, or gun, at least gun control. You don't ask about that. And he did. He asked those questions. He asked, they actually gave him handlers to go through the floor. So people supervising him or who should be keeping an eye on him, making sure he did not ask the questions. And let's also point out the fact that the NSSF also barred other right or left-leaning media groups from coming to SHOT Show for fear that they would be doing the same thing. And it could have been seen as being disruptive. It could be seen as just trying to stir the pot. But, I mean, I understand why the NSSF did it. I can understand why the question was asked. I don't think he should have got kicked out, but I don't think he should have tried to stir the pot at the same time.
Why?
Had that question been answered intelligently, like all these companies should have representatives that can speak in that manner, there wouldn't have been a problem.
Right. Like the answer to that question is it's not this specific model, but it's another one. God rest their souls or something like that. Why the f*** is the firearms industry so god scared of facing any kind of reality? Look, evil shit
that
is done with guns.
That just makes us look even more stupid.
Exactly.
When something like this happens and they're there and they get kicked out.
Exactly.
It just makes it seem like
because
we're avoiding everything.
Right.
I don't think it's even avoiding. They were obviously being inflammatory for the sake of being inflammatory.
No, Aaron said, you said we're on the floor than that.
I never asked anyone if this gun is killed anyone or is this the same gun that was used in Columbine.
Don't allow them in there at all then. Whole point of SHOT isn't even to have those kinds of people there, period. It's supposed to be for distributors and buyers and stuff like that. All these people aren't even supposed to be in there in the first place, and that's what it's turned into.
And that I can agree with.
If it comes to that, then don't let the freaking media people in there, period.
And that I can agree with. And I really don't feel like asking, hey, is this the model that was used in San Bernardino? Is that damn inflammatory? I don't think it's,
I do. I think that it was a little
why,
like yeah.
When someone commits suicide,
what if it had been actually?
Hold on, when someone commits suicide, someone that's fairly well known on a social internet site, and then everyone tries to hide that it was actually suicide because they don't want the other side to know that it was suicide, because then that puts us in a bad light. Well, sorry, he shot himself with a gun, and that's just that's the way it is, and that's the way it goes. Look, evil shit happens every single day with guns. Every single day, people do evil shit with guns. Doesn't mean that guns are bad. It means that people are bad. Doesn't mean all people are bad. Just means those people are bad. Why in the hell is the gun industry so terrified to actually have to face the fact that horrible things are done with guns? Okay, like, well, I realize, you know, that
this event was set up for, like Kelly was saying, this event was set up for dealers, buyers, sellers, and positive media. It wasn't set up for controversial media. It wasn't set up for aggressive media. It was set up for people who want to know more information about the firearms that are coming out. They don't want to know, like, is this the model that was used to kill a bunch of people?
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because I'm glad you bring that up.
If I went to the Browning booth and I picked up an A5 and I said, hey, is this the model that Kurt Cobain used to kill himself? Would that be out of line?
No, I really don't think so, because if he did...
No, because he killed himself. He didn't kill a bunch of other people with it.
But here's the thing is, I'm glad you brought that up, because I looked through the media guidelines and I didn't see anything about what kinds of questions we can ask, and that we can only ask positive questions about specific models and things like that. I didn't see it anywhere.
Well, no, I don't think... I think the whole thing, the whole point of SHOT Show is to get the information about the firearms out. You know, it's not the news itself is the new firearms or the old firearms or what they've done differently. I mean, let's go through basically a lot of the questions that we asked. What do you have new this year?
Tell me about your product.
Tell me what you've changed. Oh, is this gun capable of killing at least 17 people in a single span? Do you think if we would have asked that question, people would have probably frowned upon us?
Yeah, I totally did.
Right, so I think that's, and that was
because
the point of us
no,
being there.
That's conjecture. That's asking someone to speculate on something instead of asking a pointed question that can be answered with a fact.
No, we can see exactly what would have happened if we'd asked that question. We'd have been escorted off the ground.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Rightfully so.
Because that's not why we were there. We go there to inform people who are watch the show, listen to the show, look at our website or Facebook, and they want to know what's new, what's cool, what's some of the things going on. They don't want this news. We're not going there to poke the bear, so to speak. Now, again, I don't think the guy should have got kicked out. I think he's a reporter. He's reporting. Fine. He went there with an agenda. It wasn't the same agenda as 99.9% of the other media that was there. It wasn't the agenda of probably about 100% of the people who went there to purchase firearms and 100% of the people who were there to sell the firearms. He went there with the point, with the agenda that I'm going to see how far I can push this and see if I can get in trouble and kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, look, the NSSF said that it declined press credentials to a number of national media, including the New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera, and they decided to let The Guardian in, and now they've got egg on their face because The Guardian did exactly what you can expect The Guardian, the New York Times, or the Washington Post to do, and then they've just basically unceremoniously kick them out. It just makes
sense.
I don't
think that's egg on the face for the NSSF. I think that's egg on the face of The Guardian showing that they couldn't even keep their – I mean, that's more disrespectful than anything I said.
I mean, if the guy was there to talk about, like, what's your opinion on – one of the questions he asked him was how many firearms do you own? And the girl was like two – between her and her fiancé, they had like close to 200 guns.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? You know, that's – okay. I don't mind him asking questions like that. But when he starts getting to the point where it's like, hey, you're a gun manufacturer. How many people – was this the same kind of gun that was used to kill in that mass shooting? That seems a little out of line. And again, he's a reporter. He's there with an agenda. He was doing his agenda. And I understand that. And they let him in. They should not have kicked him out.
Yeah.
You know, okay. We should not be afraid of the facts on the ground. It's true. That gun was used to kill somebody, or that brand was used as a murder weapon. A lot of guns are, but again, like Sean said, evil people do evil shit. But at the same time, you know, we can't close our eyes and pretend like it doesn't happen. And you can't be – you can't – and like you said, Lil, if the guy would have answered intelligently instead of turning his mic off, handing it back to the guy and saying, I'm done, that was idiotic as well. I mean, and then he calls up NSSF like, this guy needs to go, and they kick him out. That's too. They should just have been like, look, I don't feel comfortable with this line of questioning. You know, if you have a certain question about a firearm or what's new or what we have to offer, that's great. But asking me questions like that is not what we're here for.
Yeah.
That would have been better. I think.
Feel like if you put a hyena in your car and then you get in your car and the hyena attacks you, you're the idiot. That's how I feel.
But So you're saying that the NSF allowed a hyena into the car, which is the NSF, which is SHA Show.
Yes, absolutely. That was the metaphor that I was trying to imply.
Okay, but at the same time, but they did put guidelines down, like, don't ask these kind of questions. They said, if you can come, but don't ask these questions. So instantly the guy asked those questions.
They said that they didn't want
them. Did you guys get those rules?
No.
No, but because we don't come from the same background as the Guardian.
Well, okay, so
matter. You would think rules would be universal.
Right.
And if we had asked those questions, I'm pretty sure the NSF would have asked us to leave as well.
I agree with that. Lil, what were you going to say?
Yeah, so what I read was one thing, and you might have said it, and I might have missed when you said it, but that the big, large media companies like that, the NSSF, said that they could only come on the show if they were escorted, and that Guardian, you know, whatever reason, couldn't find their escort and decided to go on the show anyway and onto the show floor in spite of not having their escort. And so I think that was them breaking a rule right there. And if that was the agreement to SHOT, that the large media companies had to have an NSSF escort, then they were technically breaking the law and they should have been kicked out, especially when they went down their line of questioning. But then on the other hand, I do think the gun industry, in the sort of like the NRA not going to Obama's gun town hall, even though I understand why they didn't do it, by us not allowing just, you know, anybody to come in, it is looking like we're afraid of answering the questions. Right. As an industry.
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm sorry.
One other thing is that if we do answer the question, I mean, the reason it might be good to kick them out is because once this gets started, it could really turn into a nightmare. Like one or two SHOT Shows from now, it could just be a disaster.
Yeah,
I agree. Now, I agree too. I've reached out to this reporter. I want to get him on the show and find out what his what happened and what we didn't see, you know, because I want to hear his side, what his initial agenda was. I want to know.
So can we kick him out too if he asks stupid questions?
I don't think, no, because, you know.
The only way we'll kick him out is if he's rude sexually to you or Lil. That's it.
Which has been done before.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
But I would like, I mean, I want to hear what this guy has to say. I honestly do.
And I would like to hear. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I agree with you, Sean. He should not have been kicked out.
Well,
but he should have followed the rules they laid out for him.
And I agree with that. I'm just like, man, I think I've said everything I have to say, but we can't selectively answer questions. We can't selectively do things. It makes us all look bad.
But what is that? But what does asking that question actually do from a reporter standpoint? They knew exactly what model was used.
Agreed. I agree.
Yeah,
was just being inflammatory to be inflammatory. He already knew the answer to the question.
Yeah.
He was being a
Well, I'll tell you what, if we get him to come on the so we wouldn't have him as a guest on the show. What we would do is record a special episode, but I would also like to get Bill Broussard from the NSSF. We've actually interviewed him live before and had him recording of him on the show as well. And I'd really like to get kind of both viewpoints of it, because I'm like, if you're going to let the Guardian in, you have to expect the Guardian to be the Guardian, and then you can't be mad at the Guardian for being the Guardian. You know, like, I know when I go somewhere what I'm going to get from Jeremy. I know who Jeremy is. I know what Jeremy does. And like, I can't be mad or upset when Jeremy is Jeremy or Aaron is Aaron or I'm me. You know, that's, we all just, we accept each other for who we are and we move on with life, and we're not surprised when we act like who we are.
Agreed. 110%
of that. So I'm like, if you're going to reject those other places, and I'm sure going forward that they're going to reject a lot more, and that's unfortunate. And, you know, I do blame that on the Guardian. I'm just saying, we can't be afraid to answer these questions, and we can't be afraid to admit that you know, people do bad things with guns, because I think it does all of us a disservice.